It's a brand new year, and already things are moving fast. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Our instant, fast-paced way of living leads to an increasingly superficial lifestyle. Material objects are discarded as soon as they hit the market for a newer and better model. Cars, computers, gadgets of all kinds are made to go out of style or become obsolete. They are not built to last or to wear out, but are built to be disposed. Technology moves at the speed of light. Oh, yes, it does. From one change to the next, things start out as outrageously expensive and then become affordable, available, and ultimately disposable. The problem is we get dissatisfied real easy when we cannot get the latest, newest, or better model. Do you think this could lead to how we treat each other and how we do relationships? Always looking for the better, brighter, cuter, smarter, younger, richer model, and we may be tempted to dispose people just like we disposed last year's cell phone. Well, it's day 5 in the first 10 days of 2010. The first day, we are admonished to use the time wisely. Day 2, make no resolutions. Day 3, do this with your expectations. And day 4, ditch the grouch. Today, it's day 5. And here's the suggestion, dig deeper. What we need today, according to Richard J. Foster, is not for more intelligent people or gifted people, but those willing to go deeper. Deep people. You have an opportunity this year to excavate the spiritual life, to gain inner transformation that can open new doors to an inner righteousness as a gift from God, diligently pursued and graciously accepted. You have an invitation this year, I'm issuing it, to go beyond the surface to allow God to do an inside job through a deeper prayer life. Dig deeper into God's Word. Have you ever thought about reading the Bible through in 1 year or just reading a few verses in the morning, at lunchtime, or in the evening? What about learning how to meditate upon God's Word day and night and learn how to fast and pray, because some things come by prayer and fasting. Dig deeper into study and the contemplative prayer life, personal and corporate worship, praise. Come on, you can do it. Dig deeper this year. Draw closer to God, and you can use the various spiritual disciplines I've just mentioned to help you. As the heart longs for flowing streams, so longs my soul for thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God, says the psalmist. Deep calls to the deep. It's day 5, so come on, let's dig deep this year. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.